Well, now to that new strategy on rare diseases published today by the Department of Health. It calls for an expansion of the screening programme for newborn babies, as well as diagnostic and genetic services for people with such illnesses. A rare disease is defined as one that affects no more than 5 in every 10,000 people. Niamh Horavard is a disability activist and freelance journalist. She has Friedreich's ataxia, which is a neurological disorder, and she's been giving me her assessment of the strategy.
My overall reaction would be a mix of two things, I suppose. On one hand, I'm really relieved to see this finally published, and the content that I've read through at this point does seem to be very good and comprehensive. But, the other thing is it's taken us quite a while to get to this point. The last strategy we had spanned from 2014 to 2018. So for the past 7 years, we've been without a strategy. So myself and other rare disease patients have been waiting a long time for this. So it is good to see.
Mm-hmm. What impact did that period of inaction have on people like yourself with a rare disease?
The past 7 years for the strategy, the impacts could be, so many different things. There are orphan drug pathways that a strategy addresses or creates. So treatments for rare forms of cancer, cystic fibrosis. My own condition, Friedreich's ataxia, there are, other care pathways, interdepartmental care, communication, early diagnosis processes. So for the past 7 years, those systems really have been falling behind and problems within them have been addressed. And I mean, I surely have seen stories about people struggling with waiting lists and, getting treatments and diagnosis processes in the news in the past 7 years. So there are a lot of people suffering because of this.
Mm. Talk to us about orphan drugs. You refer to them there. I gather that there is a treatment for your condition. What difference would that make to you if it became available?
Yeah, so orphan drugs are primarily drugs used to treat rare conditions and diseases. So for my own condition, there are 1 to 200 people with Friedreich's ataxia in Ireland. So we are a very, very small fraction of the population. And currently in Ireland, we don't have the treatment, which is referred to as Sky Clarys. It is available over in America and in Germany and I think Spain at the moment. It's coming in France and the UK. And it's recently been approved in Australia. But Ireland is lagging behind other countries in the world, And this treatment would be hopefully a lifeline for myself and other patients. It's the only treatment out there for Friedreich's ataxia. So I'm going to put all of my eggs in one basket here and hoping that drug will be approved by Ireland.
Mm. Is it very frustrating, though, that you have to campaign to get a drug like this when, as you say yourself, it is now available in many countries?
Yeah, I mean, it's beyond frustrating. And the health system in Ireland overall is very frustrating. Living with a rare disease and disability comes with a lot of frustration, a lot of anger towards the government or whoever it may be for putting delays on things like this. Having a rare disease in Ireland is just waiting, to put it simply.
Niamh Horavard speaking to me a little earlier.